No, I mean, I think, you know, just flat out lack of execution was a big part of it. You know, they didn't do a whole lot of things we weren't prepared for. You know, I think it was just kind of a lack of execution. You know, we missed some throws, missed some assignments, and, you know, I think when you're doing that type of stuff, it makes for a long day, you know. But at the end of the day, I think it was good, you know, for us to not have our A game and not be playing well, to find a way to win a playoff game. You know, I think it's important.
A couple of veterans who've been in the playoffs said that in, all around the league, they say, hey, once the young guys get through that first playoff game, they sort of revert back to their usual form. Is that what you guys are hoping to expect in an offense?
Yeah, you know, I think for the most part, it felt that everybody had, you know, the right mindset. You know, I thought everybody was calm. I don't think anybody was pressing. You know, maybe there was some extra nerves and stuff like that. But, you know, it felt like everybody was kind of into it. You know, was locked in and was ready to go. But, you know, I think it's tough to disagree with that statement. You know, I'd imagine your first time, your first experience playing in a playoff game is going to be, you know, a little more difficult. And I think, you know, the further you go and the more you get to do it, you know, it's just like anything else, the more kind of acclimated you get to it.
Be proud of yourself for finding a plan B that worked, and like nothing's working on offense and you just said, okay, this is going to work.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, I think there's you know, two different ways to look at it. I think you kind of look at the numbers and look at the game and say, you know, you played terrible, or you look at it and say, you know, things were going right here and you found a way to win and you know, be efficient, move the ball and do different things. And, you know, I think that's how I feel about it. You know, we didn't have our A game. I missed a couple throws that things weren't going well. But, you know, scrambling around and doing some different things and guys making some plays, we found a way, you know, to score, you know, one more time than they did. And that's all you got to do.
Like, do you think because of your success running, they'll treat you different? I mean, you run all your career,
right?
Like 10 for 88. It's
yeah,
kind of a big number and a noticeable number.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. We've gotten a couple things with guys. You know, whether it was Tennessee and 93 was just kind of spying, or last week they did it, you know, 57 Alexander kind of sat in the middle and spied some, you know, that's something that we've started to get, you know, kind of later in the year. And wouldn't be surprised if we saw that or if we didn't. You know, I don't think one way or the other, you know, that they would change completely their game plan, you know, to account for me running. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. We'll find out. But it is something, you know, that we have seen before.
Blake, Ben has talked about wanting another shot at the Jaguars. You face this defense more than anybody. What do you think is going through his mind, not just the whole revenge thing, but just the idea of going up against a defense that, you know, basically put you in a nightmare last time you saw him?
Right. You know, I'm sure, you know, just as any competitor would, you know, when you go and have a bad outing or, you know, a difficult, tough outing against a team, you want, you know, you want that revenge. You want to go prove that, you know, that was a fluke or whatever it might be. You know, so I'm sure that's, you know, probably what he's thinking. He's a great quarterback. He's, you know, won Super Bowls and done all that. Our defense was incredible last time we played them, and I don't think anybody expects anything less of them this time. So I think it'll be exciting to watch.
As a follow-up to that, do you feel like that particular game was sort of a coming out party for this defense to let everybody know outside the 904, hey, they got something pretty good going on there?
Yeah, I said 904. I see a G. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think any time. Yeah, any time. You know, I think anytime you create five turnovers and one or two of them were for touchdowns, you know, that's kind of a big talking point, and, you know, that's not going to go unnoticed in the NFL. You know, so I think it was definitely kind of the first big exposure, I think, for our defense, although they had played well the four previous games or whatever. But, yeah, I think, you know, it was definitely kind of a bit of, you know, welcome to the stage type deal for our defense, even though we already knew, you know, that was the kind of type of defense they were.
At this time of year, isn't it more about not how pretty it looks, whether it's quarterback play or running back play? It's just whatever absolutely has to get done.
Yeah, you know, I think that is, you know, that's 100% how it is now. You know, I kind of look, I mean, I think every game's like that. You know, I think regardless of how many yards you throw for, how many you run for, I think, you know, the key stat and really the only stat I pay attention to is the turnovers. And then, you know, we just got to score one more point than they did. It doesn't matter who scores it, where it comes from, how we do it, what it looks like. We score one more than them, and I'm happy with how we did it. You know, sometimes it takes different things. Sometimes you got to throw it 50 times a game. Sometimes you run it 50 times a game. You know, sometimes defense scores, special team scores. You know, there's all kinds of different ways to do it. And for sure, in the playoffs, you know, nobody cares how it gets done as long as, you know, you find a way.
With that said, you only threw 14 times against Pittsburgh last time. Are you looking forward to potentially throwing a little bit more this time?
You know, hopefully we can throw less. You know, that'd be awesome. Leonard goes off again, and those guys up front, you know, play as well as they did last time. And you know, we can run the ball up there and you not have to throw it all. You know, that was kind of something that happened last time, but you never know. You know, we'll go into it with our plan and what we want to do and get a feel for the game and find out, you know, kind of what we're thinking and what's working and what's going on. But, you know, it's kind of like I said, it could be another one of those games, or it could be, you know, you go up there and throw 50 times, you know, kind of however the game's flowing and, you know, whatever we think gives us the best chance to win and score points.
How much did you make playing in Cleveland, playing in Tennessee that night has helped you get used to what you're going to face Sunday weather-wise?
I think it helps a lot. You know, I think getting some experience in that, you know, used to that a little bit, or I don't know if you ever get used to it, but at least some routine type stuff, you know, just what are you wearing, you know, different things like that, trying to keep yourself warm, you know, how does the cold weather affect each individual guy's game and what do they need to do in order to make sure they can play at the level they need to play at, I think is huge. So I think it's definitely a big help to get some of that before we get to go up there this week.
Well, you're facing the first time that defense went through Shazier. Who's it sort of go through now?
Yeah, you know, obviously they got some good guys up front. Hayward and Tuitt and, you know, Watt and Dupree outside are playing good. You know, I think kind of 98's taking on that role in there at middle linebacker inside. You know, with Shazier being gone, you know, everybody knows what kind of player he was. So that's obviously, you know, a big miss for them. But I don't think they've lost a step at all without him. You know, I think Spence has stepped in and played well. You know, so they've done some good stuff.
Like, cold weather aside, how do you handle if it's windy? Or is there anything you do differently to prepare for that?
You know, I think it's just part of it. I think it's tough, tough to prepare for that. You know, we got to go practice outside today, which was good because it was windy. You know, so I think just the more you get to throw in it, the better of a feel you got. You know, it's kind of tough because, you know, you're not really ever sure when it's going to blow, how hard it's going to blow. So you throw it as if it's not there. And, you know, if it happens to be a consistent type win, maybe you can figure it out and play it a little bit. But, you know, for the most part, you kind of just try and ignore it and get the ball to where it needs to be.
Blake, Dante Fowler said part of the great thing about the playoffs outside of winning and hopefully winning a championship is that he gets to be around this team a lot more. What's the camaraderie like in that locker room?
It's pretty special, you know, and I think, you know, kind of to speaking what Dante said, you know, there's a good chance that these 53 guys aren't going to be the same 53 next year, right? So you want to try and cherish these moments and enjoy these times as much as possible, because I think, you know, something that Doug's talked about all season long is the tightness of this group, and I think that's what, or, you know, he says that's what's made us, you know, be able to play the way we have and be the team that we are. You know, I think it's a special bond. It's a tight locker room, and, you know, I couldn't agree with him more that it is pretty cool that, you know, we get to kind of prolong this season and continue to play with the guys that we got.
You mentioned the turnovers, Blake. Do you feel that if you don't turn the football over, that with your defense, this team has an excellent shot at winning? Is that the mentality?
Yeah, definitely. It's been that way all year long. You know, and really it always has been. I think anytime in the NFL, if you don't turn the ball over, you're going to have a chance to win the game. You know, I think especially going into the playoffs, it only becomes more important. And then playing a team like Pittsburgh, you know, it's even that much more important. You know, you don't want to give those guys any extra opportunities or put our defense in any bad situations, you know, on our side of the field. So I think as long as we're ending every drive in a kick, we'll definitely have a chance to win the game.
Hey, Blake, you sense any sort of frustration from Leonard a few tough games here kind of in a row, just not really able to get it going?
Right. You know, I think he's just looking forward to kind of getting back on track. You know, I think I think this is obviously an exciting week for him after what happened last time we played Pittsburgh. You know, I think he's excited for each opportunity each week to go out there and get back on track and get back to playing, you know, the way he can play and the way everybody knows he can run. And you know, he's done that all year long. You know, there's obviously been some hiccups and bumps in the road with different things, you know, and it's not on him. It's on, you know, guys up front. It's on me getting in the right play, receivers blocking. I mean, it's on everybody. But, you know, I know he's excited, you know, to get rolling again.
You didn't slide a whole heck of a lot last week with all those runs. Was that intentional?
You know, not really. You know, sometimes I slide. Sometimes I get going too fast. I can't slide. I'm not real good at slowing down. And then, you know, once you get, I mean, you get into the secondary, DBs, you know, their DBs weren't all that big, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
Does it bother you at all that there's at least one Steelers player already talking about playing New England?
You know, no, I don't care. You know, I mean, they can. Hey, I think if, you know, if anything, you know, it benefits us that that's where their head's at, you know, because all we're cared about or all we're worried about is beating them, you know. So if they're looking past us or looking on to other things, you know, I think the only thing it does is, you know, reflect negatively on them.
Has the atmosphere been different this week around the team, having gotten a playoff win underneath? I mean, Doug was very jovial in the press conference? Guys seem really loose in the locker room.
Right.
Is it different than it was a week ago?
I don't know if I'd say that. I think it was kind of business as usual. I was rather impressed with how the guys handled it, especially for the first time being in the playoffs for a majority of the team. It seemed as though everybody kind of treated it like the same. We went about the week the same. It seemed as though everybody's routine was the same, and it was kind of business as usual, and we went out and expected to win the football game, So I think it kind of it's just a carryover or an extra, season. We're just continuing to play. Obviously, it's win or go home, and every game's extremely important, but, I kind of feel as though that's how we've treated the previous 16 and 17 now, so I think they've done a good job handling.
Well, you referenced Ben's 5 picks when asked about it, but how hard is it to separate sometimes the competitive nature to do better and prove people wrong, and obviously several examples, and just try to do what's right to win the game?
It's definitely tough, it's tight. I can't speak for him or how he's feeling or thinking or what he's going to do, but, I know, and I've been in situations like that where you've played a team and you've played bad and you want to go back out there and, if it's 3 picks, 5 picks, whatever it is, you want to make up for everything that you did, so I think it's important. I know for me to find, kind of that balance of, let's make sure we're sharp and on it and playing as well as we possibly can, but let's not aggressively force things because you're trying to make up for what happened in the past. You can find other ways to be more efficient and be more successful, I think, than forcing the ball downfield or forcing it into tight windows and you just finding completions and stuff.
Our weekly criticism question: how many more games you got to win? How much more do you have to do to silence the haters?
Yeah, it'll probably never stop. And there's people that think LeBron James sucks. So if that happens, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that always think I suck.
Appreciate it.